Let's turn now to kids, schools, and the surging Delta variant. The public health response is decidedly mixed around the country. California is now the first state requiring teachers to get vaccinated or tested weekly for COVID, while a county judge in Texas has blocked the governor's ban on mandating masks. In other words, mask requirements in that county might be okay. A similar ruling came down last week in Arkansas. So now hundreds of school boards there are trying to figure out what to do. As Jacqueline Froelich of member station KUAF in Fayetteville reports, this all comes as more children are getting sick.
Several school boards across the state have already voted to revive mask mandates, and the Fayetteville School Board of Education followed suit at a special meeting Monday night. But despite a unanimous vote, member Tracy Pomeroy expressed opposition.
I did not want a mask mandate at all, and it was just because of all the people in my head. When I cleared this out and I saw this policy today, I realized that we need those kids in those seats. That's what we need.
Virtual learning has taken a toll on Arkansas student achievement, but so has the COVID-19 Delta variant. Hundreds of unvaccinated kids are catching the virus, and many require emergency care, says Dr. Rick Barr, chief clinical and academic officer at Arkansas Children's Hospital in Little Rock.
They all are admitted to the hospital because they're requiring oxygen or are in some level of respiratory distress. And about a third to half our patients on any given day are requiring intensive care, and some of them are requiring mechanical ventilation.
The surge in cases spurred Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson to call a special session last week, asking the legislature to amend its ban on mask mandates to accommodate public schools. After lawmakers refused, a circuit court judge issued a temporary preliminary injunction blocking the ban. This week, the state's education secretary, Johnny Key, announced his department is updating its guidance to school districts.
That change is simply about the mask and face covering recommendation for all students in the schools. It is a recommendation, certainly is not a mask mandate.
So for now, hundreds of Arkansas school districts must choose to mask or not as a new school year begins. Lucas Harder, policy director for Arkansas School Boards Association, says they will be split.
Because you have just as many people that are concerned and wanting to make sure that they are doing what they see as being in the best interest of students. And you have some individuals that are still seeing this as a conspiracy theory and not wanting to take any action because they still don't see this as being a dangerous situation.
10-year-old student Austin Nierengarten, sitting on the back porch of his grandma's forested home, has been following the battle over masks in Arkansas. He says it's made him rethink where he'd like to go to school.
Probably go to a school where, like a private school, where you do have to wear a mask.
His dad, Peter Nierengarten, says the court did the right thing.
Local school districts and local government in general is closest to the people and really ought to be empowered to make decisions related to the health, safety, and welfare of local citizens.
Arkansas was among a half dozen states, most in the South, that banned mask mandates in public facilities. And Governor Hutchinson says he won't reimpose a mask mandate that expired earlier this year. For Here and Now, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.